get married soon. You're starting to look old.
My dad's been saying that to me since I was 15. Because nice Greek girls are supposed to do three things in life. Marry Greek boys, make Greek babies, and feed everyone until the day we die. Growing up, I knew I was different. The other girls were blonde and delicate, and I was a swarthy six-year-old with sideburns. I so badly wanted to be like the popular girls, all sitting together, talking, eating their Wonder Bread sandwiches.
What's that?
It's moussaka.
Moussaka?
And while the pretty girls got to go to Brownies, I had to go to Greek school.
Onikos ehi ena katsiki. Onikos.
At Greek school, I learned valuable lessons like, if Nick has one goat and Maria has nine, how soon will they marry?
Onikos ehi ena katsiki.
My mom was always cooking foods filled with warmth and wisdom, and never forgetting that side dish of steaming hot guilt.
Nico, don't play with the food. When I was your age, we didn't have food.
Huh?
What?
Why do I have to go to Greek school?
When you get married, don't you want to be able to write your mother-in-law a letter? Nico, come on, eat.
We lived in a normal middle-class Chicago neighborhood of tasteful, modest homes. Our house, however, was modeled after the Parthenon, complete with Corinthian columns and guarded by statues of the gods. In case the neighbors had any doubts about our heritage, they could just check out our subtle tribute to the Greek flag. My dad believed in only two things, that Greeks should educate non-Greeks about being Greek, and that any ailment, from psoriasis to poison ivy, could be cured with Windex. 6 years later, I was 12, Athena, my older perfect sister, was 15, and my brother Nick was 11. Every morning, my dad would lecture us on the history of our people, the great civilization, the Greeks.
Okay, now, name three things the Greeks did first.
Astronomy, philosophy, and democracy.
Bravo, very good. Now, give me a word. Any word, and I show you how the root of that word is Greek. Okay? How about arachnophobia? Arachna, that comes from the Greek word for spider, and phobia is a phobia, it means fear. So fear of spider, there you go.
Okay, Mr. Portocollis, how about the word kimono?
Aha, kimono. Kimono, kimono, kimono. Of course, kimono is come from the Greek word chimona, is mean winter. So, what do you wear in the winter time to stay warm? A robe. You see, robe, kimono, there you go. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Mr. Portocollis.
Tula! You should be proud to be Greek.
A couple more years went by, and my dad brought his mother over from Greece to live with us, because we weren't weird enough.
Κοίτα το! Ξέρω είσαστε Τούρκοι.
que me pegaste, me apagoí.
The Greeks and the Turks friends now.
We told my grandma the war was over, but she still slept with a knife under her pillow.
What?
Stop. Stop hitting me. Nico, be careful. She has a very mean punch.
Nice Greek girls who don't find a husband work in the family restaurant. So here I am, day after day, year after year, 30, and way past my expiration date.
Chula, you closed last night, you're opening this morning?
I have a life.
God, Chula, you talk to me sometime, eh?
Ma, you're going to make me swallow my tongue.
Chula. Is Nikki here?
What's up, dear?
No, my Nikki. She's supposed to come over to curl my hair.
Nick, did you check the meat before you signed for it?
Yeah, checked it.
It better be fresh.
My brother has two jobs, to cook and to marry a Greek virgin.
Vula, have something to eat before you go to work.
No.
If nagging was an Olympic sport, my Aunt Vula would have a gold medal.
Oh, Taki, you couldn't wait for me?
Sorry, don't sorry me.
Oh, look at this rash. Somebody gave me the mati.
Put some Windex.
Oh, God, please.
Vula, this works. Last night, my toe was as big as my face.
So why you not wait for me?
Because you want to talk. Anyway, I tell her I will send her to Greece to find somebody.
Is she not too old?
She's okay.
In Greece. Don't tell anyone how she
is. Nah.
She won't go.
She won't go?
It's like she don't want to get married.
My sister married young and became a Greek baby breeding machine.
Just a quick hockey. I have to drop the boys off at hockey and then I gotta get to the jewel.
Red? Pantyhose are on for 99 cents.
Oh, and then the priest is coming to bless the new house, so I have to make me bless. Can you believe it? I'm out of honey. Put that back for me.
Angelo.
Nikki. Shut up, Nikki.
My cousins have two volumes, loud and louder.
With your big ass girlfriend. Thanks, Tula.
Sure.
Hey, Tula. We're not that late.
Oh, Angelo, Angelo.
Hi, everybody.
Nikki, how come you no come to curl my hair this morning?
Ma, I had to drop Nemo at work. And now I gotta go open the travel agency because, you know, some jag off and big ass girlfriend are too busy.
Ma, tell her I open up the dry cleaners every day, and I think it's about time she did something for a change.
Excuse me? Do you know who's at the dry cleaner this
morning?
No,
you're always at the beauty
parlor. My husband is at the dry cleaner.
Oh, I get your nails and your hair and everything.
Don't talk about my hair. You are so late. You and your big-ass girlfriend do nothing.
Did somebody sit on your hair? I mean, it looks a little flat there.
Angela, bite me.
Scott, be a lady. Oh, Angela. Oh,
come on. Isaac, come on, boys. Let's go.
Athena, when would you come?
Bye, Ma.
What, you're going?
I'm going to the jewel. Listen, I'll get you some pantyhose.
No queen size. They make me look fat.
No fun games.
Of course I did it. I didn't do it. No, me.
Who put the menus there? Tula, what's this?
No fun and games.
Tula, what is this?
I don't know.
Mama! Isaac, come on. Now, don't forget, I need to bless
you. Hey, but these are for the papa. You told me, Athena, go. My God.
Okay.
Athena, go.
Okay.
Athena.
All right,
Athena. We're going to go.
Bye.
I'm going to drive.
You drive. You're driving me crazy. Let's go.
Come on.
Don't
run.
To me, she looks okay.
Okay? What okay? No okay.
She's not okay. Look, Athena's married with three children.
And I'll get married, Pops. I promise.
You have plenty of time, Nico.
And always have to run. To run the restaurant.
Oh, it's true. Tula will never leave you.
I wish I had a different life. I wish I was braver and prettier or just happy. But it's useless to dream because nothing ever changes.
Could have been you with that arm around her.
You set me up with her already.
Nancy?
Hanson's picnic.
No, that was Pamela. This is Nancy.
Yeah, for sure.
They look the same.
Oh, maybe. So, you want me to set you up?
They're all the same, Mike.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry. My brain stopped. You know, you ever have one of those days? It's like, going along and it stopped. Yeah. Here I am standing in your own private Greek statue.
Could I get some more coffee, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Wait a minute, I just got here.
I know, I got a class, though.
Hey, I love the spice on these potatoes. What is that?
Like I care. Come on, let's go. Giving a pop quiz, and I can't wait to hear the groans.
Man, you're tough. I'm going to test on Hamlet, but I give fair warning.
Hi.
Keep the change.
You like this, Pops? For the new menu?
Where do you get that?
I drew it there.
Dad, I've been going through our inventory, and I've noticed that we've been doing a lot of unnecessary ordering. So I've been thinking that maybe we should update our system. Like, we could get a computer. I don't know if you remember, but I got all A's in computers. But there's a lot of new stuff to learn now, so if you want, I could go to college and take a few courses.
want to leave me.
I'm not leaving you. Don't you want me to do something with my life?
Oh, yes. Get married. Make babies. You look so old. Bah.
I know what you want. You have, how you say, you have a spirit. You want to see things. You want to learn.
I know. You're from my side, huh? Come on. Don't you worry. I'm going to talk to him.
My dad is so stubborn.
What he says goes.
Oh, the man is the head of the house.
Let me tell you something, Tula. The man is the head, but the woman is the neck. And she can turn the head any way she wants. Hmm? Oh, my baby. No, cry. Don't cry. Come on.
And what is wrong with Tula going to school downtown?
He's drugs downtown.
What are you saying? Are you saying that Tula will get involved with drugs?
No, but somebody will say to her, take this bag down to the bus depot and she'll do it.
She is not stupid. She's smart.
I know she's smart, so what for she needs more school? She's smart enough for a girl.
Oh, you think you're smarter than me, huh?
No, I mean, you know...
What do you mean? I run the restaurant. I cook. I clean, I wash for you, and I raise three kids, and I teach Sunday school. You know, it's lucky for me I have you to tie my shoes.
Maria.
Now, you know I've been learning about computers, right? Well, there's this course. It's a seminar. It's all about computers and tourism, and there are all the latest applications and programs, and I could apply it here, Thea. And your business would double. Like, it would triple, and you could be with Thea more, and you could take a vacation. Like, I could book it for you. But, Thea, would you hire me?
Of course.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Never mind.
Oh,
We must let Costa think this was his idea.
All right, Diana.
That he came up with.
All right,
now he's going to figure
don't
it out.
Don't you worry.
Okay, I know what to do.
You don't know what to do. You talk, talk, talk.
Do you want my
help? Yes, I want
your help. Tell me what to say. But don't tell me what to say.
Perfect.
That's it.
So, Vula, how is business?
Oh, woe to me. Business is bad.
What's the matter? What's happened? You need money?
No, no, no. What she means is that with the two businesses, she suffers.
She suffers?
She suffers. She has to be at the travel agency alone all day because everybody else needs to be working at the big dry cleaning store.
That's right. I make Taki go to the dry cleaner store, and now I have no time with him.
So? Send Angelo or Nikki to the travel agency. You'll be with Taki at the dry cleaner.
That would be good.
That would be no good.
No good?
No good. No good. Because neither Angelo or Nikki know how to use the computer.
And that's why that no work.
I have your answer. Tula will go to the travel agency and you send Nikki here to work for us.
I can't believe that. Wonderful.
Oh, what a wonderful.
Is she a man?
Yes.
Oh, you're so smart.
Gus. Gus. Oh, Gus. Bravo.
Hello, Mrs. Christakis. Thanks for holding. Okay, your request flew up confirmed, so it is now PNR. Okay, hold again, please. Hi, British Airways. Hi. I'm going to need a hard tick on that one. Yeah. Reading Alpha, Bravo, Foxtrot, Charlie. Roger. Copy that. Hi, Mrs. Christakis. Your tickets are now in the mail under Doreen Christakis. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Many turkey. Oh, Mrs. White, you find my mama again. You know, she come from Greece, the country I come
from. For God's sake, I know. Listen, keep your mother off my lawn, out of my basement, and away from my roof.
Mrs. White, come on. Give me a word, any word, and I show you that the root of that word is Greek. Look, everybody. Look who's back again.
Hiya, Yaya.
Sit down, Yaya. Very good. Tula, there are two kinds of people. Greeks and everybody else who wish they was Greek.
Okay, yes, we know.
What's the matter with that?
Mount Olympus Travel Agency, may I help you?
Well, sure, that's what we do. Absolutely. Oh, right. Sure. Well, what you can do is you can book it now. I could reserve the seat for you. Booth in a second. That would be no problem. All right, just call me back when you're ready to book. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi.
Hi. Did you want to see some brochures?
Found him.
No.
And then whoosh. You were gone. I thought you'd faded.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was swept off my feet by your very cool opening line of hi.
Oh. So, Tula.
Ian Miller.
Tulip, Porky Pocket?
Porticollis.
Okay, Tula.
All right, then. Now, is that a biker fight or a nose job?
Oh. Yeah.
No, really.
You don't want to know.
I don't know about that. If I survive an old lady ass kicking, I think I'd brag about it.
Oh. Hey, Jesus. Ouch. You want to have dinner with me?
Yeah.
Actually, I wasn't in education first. I was pre-law. My dad's a lawyer, and my grandfather's a lawyer, and this wasn't for me, so picked a new major. And the parents weren't too pleased, you know?
Yeah. I think it takes a pretty strong person to do that.
Well, you know everything about me then. I'm a pretty strong vegetarian teacher over at Lincoln Park. And I don't know anything about you, except you're Greek. Hey, would you like to go have Greek food?
Oh, that's okay.
No, listen, I know this really great place. You probably know it. Zorba's something. Anyway, I'd like to take you there if you'd like to go.
I don't want to go there.
What do you mean? Why not?
That place? Dancing Zorba's.
Dancing Zorba's.
My family owns that restaurant.
Really? I remember you. You're that waitress.
Seating hostess, actually.
I remember you.
I was kind of going through a phase up till now, and I was Frump Girl.
I don't remember Frump Girl, but I remember you. Okay, no Greek. Italian, tomorrow night. Where are you going?
I'm taking a pottery class.
The Greeks invented pottery.
So it's just me all alone. I've been in the mountains in this cottage with my parents all summer.
Well, don't all your cousins go up too?
No. I only have two cousins. They live in Wisconsin.
You only have two cousins?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
More than two.
Well, who else? And you have brothers and sisters? What are your parents like? What?
Well...
Okay. Christmas. What do you do for Christmas with your family?
My mom makes roast lamb.
Ooh. With mint jelly?
Yeah.
And...
I'm Greek, right?
Right.
So what happens is, my dad and my uncles, they fight over who gets to eat the lamb brain. And then my Aunt Vula forks the eyeball and chases me around with it, trying to get me to eat it because it's going to make me smart. So you have two cousins. I have 27 first cousins. Just 27 first cousins alone. And my whole family is big and loud, and everybody's in each other's lives and business all the time. Like, you never just have a minute alone just to think, because we're always together, just eating, eating, eating. The only other people we know are Greeks, because Greeks marry Greeks to breed more Greeks, to be loud-breeding Greek eaters.
Wow.
I'm serious. No one in my family has ever gone out with a non-Greek before. No one. And you're just, you know, wonderful. But I just don't see how this is going to work out. So...
Work out? What's to work out? We're not a different species. Yes, we come from different backgrounds. And hey, here's some news about my life to this point. And it's boring. That I met you and... You're interesting and you're beautiful and fun and you got a weird family. Who doesn't? Mm-hmm. I just want to spend some time with you. I just want to spend a little time with you.
Did you say I'm beautiful?
No, don't go.
Woman. W-O-M-A-N.
Happy again today, Tula.
Yeah.
Now, every time I see you, you have a great big smile. Hey, Nico, where'd you go?
Nowhere.
What did you do?
Nothing.
Who did you see?
No one.
Wait a minute, Nico, I put them in your room. Tula, your class, how is your class?
My pottery class?
Uh-huh.
It's great.
One more kiss, Sanko.
What is going on? Mr. Pottery Class, nice to meet you.
Hey, this is my cousin Nikki.
Oh, hello. It's nice to finally meet a member of Tula's family.
Yeah, well... I'm the least of your worries. Listen, the family knows.
Last night, Vicky Pavlopoulos saw you sucking the lips off his head in the Denny's parking lot. Well, she told her ma, who told my ma, who told your ma. Let me put it this way. You're busted.
Sneak around all over Chicago, but you never come here to ask me, can you date my Dora?
Well, I'm sorry, but I'll ask you if I can date your daughter. Sir, she's 30 years old.
I am the head of this house.
Okay. May I please date your daughter?
No!
I'll see you tomorrow.
Didn't I say it's a mistake to educate women? But nobody listened to me. Now we have a boyfriend in the house. Is he a nice Greek boy? Oh, no Greek. No Greek, a Xeno. A Xeno with the big, long hairs on top of his head.
Costa.
I'm sorry I lied to you.
Okay, Tula. Maybe you are having a little romance. But end it now. Tula, eat something. Please. Your father has a friend for dinner.
Thank you.
Δυνατός.
Now, that's not a name you hear every day.
Does it mean anything in your language?
Well, my Greek name, Fortula, means light of God.
Oh. Who would like a coffee?
So, you're Greek, man. What's your last name?
Portokalos.
In Greek, it means orange.
Like an orange that you eat, like the one with the peel. Not the color.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really Greek.
Rodney, didn't you once have a Greek receptionist?
No, Harriet. She was, just a minute.
Oh, no. She was Armenian. Is Armenia close to Greece?
Not exactly.
What was she?
Oh.
My secretary, for heaven's sake.
Everyone liked cheesecake?
Mm. Guatemalan.
Oh, that's right, dear. She was Guatemalan.
Yep.
I love you.
I love you.
I don't know how to say this.
Now you can have this.
Enough. Enough. What? Don't you walk away from me. Sit down. Costa. They love each other. It's done.
How can she do this to me?
She didn't do this to you or to me. They fell in love. It happens.
Is he a good boy? I don't know. Is he from a good family? I don't know. Is he respectful? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know because nobody talked to me about nothing no more. A respectful boy would come here and ask for my permission. My daughter engaged to Estelle. I always think she's going to be married in the Greek Orthodox Church. Why is he doing this to her?
And leave space. Sometimes that space is so big that the roof can't support itself, so it collapses. Excuse me. Try not to be too loud.
Hi. What's going on? Are you okay?
Can we go to Vegas?
What?
Can we go to Niagara Falls? How about Fiji? Want to go to Fiji?
Sure.
Okay, let's go. Come on.
What's the matter?
I just feel like we can't get married. Not like this. Like, when I'm with you, I am so happy. But my family is so unhappy. And our wedding should be this joyous thing. But it won't be for them because it can't be in our church. Mm-hmm. So let's just go somewhere. Please, let's just go. Let's just go.
I love you.
Why? Why do you love me?
Because I came alive when I met you.
But my family.
You're a part of your family. And I'll do anything. Whatever it takes to get them to accept me. Because you're my life now. You're my whole life now. We're not going to skulk off and get married as if we're ashamed of ourselves. Okay?
Did you say skulk? No. Is this skulk off?
Come, talk to him. Tula loves him. Do it for Tula. Come on.
Oh.
Come on. He wants to get married in the church. Go. Go.
So, you're going to be baptized tomorrow, huh? It's your lucky day to be baptized in the Greek Orthodox Church. Nikki gonna be your godmother. You know, the word baptism come from the Greek word baptisia. That's where we dip the baby in a beautiful little silver basin.
Χρήεται ο δούλος του Θεού Ιωάννης στο όνομα του Πατρός και του Υιού και του Αγίου Πνεύματος. Αμήν. Βαπτίζεται ο δούλος του Θεού Ιωάννης εις το όνομα του Πατρός
Αμήν.
Και του Υιού
Αμήν.
Και του Αγίου Πνεύματος.
It's not so bad, huh?
Are you kidding? And now he's going to look at me and go, oh, right, you're so not worth this.
Yes, you are.
You're all oily.
I'm Greek now.
Thank you so much. So for Happy Easter, we say Christos Anesti. And then the other person says back, Alitos Anesti. So if you want to say Happy Easter, you go, Christos Anesti. So try it.
She's drawing nasty.
It's good. Hey, Dad.
Mr. Porcalis, she's drawing nasty.
Ξένε, όταν οι Έλληνες γράφαν φιλοσοφία, εσείς ακόμα καρεμόσα στα νότα.
Likes you.
I told you to watch the boys. Athena, awesome. Then you fight with the video games.
Next, you turn the brain to mush.
I can't do anything right. Ian, if you're going to be in this family, I get you some earplugs. Because the Porto Carlos women, if they're not nagging somebody, they die.
Oh, you're in so much trouble when I tell my sister.
Tell me what?
Liz!
You're
engaged.
We never think of what happens for you. No. Never.
Never.
Papi, didn't you say that?
We never think this thing will come. Never.
And it came. Oh.
Is this you? Yeah, sorry, everyone, this is Ian.
Yeah!
Ήρθε η μαγειρίτσα!
Hey, Ian. Hey, you like that dance?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Jenny has something she wants to ask.
No, she does.
Shut up,
what, Jenny? Just ask me. Does he have any brothers? No, he's an only child.
You know, I gotta tell you, I've never seen my sister so happy.
Oh.
If you hurt her, I'll kill you and make it look like an accident. Hey, Ian, Jesus, look at your face. It's just a joke. It's just a joke.
Good one.
No, the good one is I got a gun. Yeah, I got a gun, and I swear, I'll jam it right up your ear, and I got you again. I got you again, Ian.
Here, Ian, come right.
I don't want to... I'm good, Jay, I'm good.
You know what I'm going to... I could slap you like a chicken.
Come on, lighten up. Lighten up. I'll lighten you. I'll lighten you when I take out your kidneys.
Oh, okay.
One more time, Ian. Hey, Angelo.
Hey, Ian, we're going to kill you. Opa!
Aunt Vula, let me touch your hair.
Okay. Tivola? Tivola?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, okay. When you come to my house and I cook for you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that might be a problem.
What problem? I'm the best cook in the family, tell you.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
Twice.
Okay, then. It's just, yeah. Ian is a vegetarian. He doesn't eat meat.
He don't eat no meat?
No, he doesn't eat meat.
What do you mean he don't eat no meat? Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I make lamb. Come. 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 Dance. Three. You watch. Three.
delicious.
We took a look at my calendar and our calendar. Set a day for the big day sometime at the end of October, mid-November.
Sometime in there, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. I'll call the club and see what's open.
The club?
The North Shore Country Club. For the wedding, of course.
Oh, we're going to get married in Tula's church. Because we're not very religious, and her family is. Really is. Show them the brochure.
Over there. My cousin Nikki made me this. She tends to save things. This is from her prom. Like, she makes lamps and...
Well, tell them about... We got this great big hall. What's it called for the reception?
Aphrodite's Palace. It's not really a palace. She's a brochure. That Parthenon backdrop, that's optional.
Yes, yes, Marty, who invited the Demopolis? We have to invite the Demopolis, the cousin.
Ah, Costa Xero.
Yeah, the thing is that we just want to keep it small. It's like you'd rather go bankrupt than insult anyone from the church.
Tula, I come to this country with $8 in my pocket to make all this for you. And who knows how long I'm going to be alive.
Let me see the rest.
Okay. Come on, okay. Time out. No more punching Theo Nichols' nads, okay?
Buddy, stop hitting Theo Nichols.
Look at you, how big you are. Tutsu.
Boys, come on, soccer practice. Let's go.
Is she spin on it?
Now go on. Go outside with your father.
Yeah. It's for good luck. Keeps the devil away.
Oh. Bye. Dad?
Where do you get that? Well, I drew it, Dad, for the new menu. Remember? Hmm. Mom hungry?
Okay, gosh. Ian, are you hungry?
No, I already ate.
Okay, I'll make you something.
Okay.
Now, Tula, we have to have tummy kasimakis.
Hey, let me help you with those.
What is wrong with tummy kasimakis?
I don't know them, okay?
Well, who cares? They're related to me.
Why are you being so weird?
I'm not being weird.
Yes, you are. You're nursing your pregnant wish.
Ooh!
Ian, eat.
How do you say thank you in Greek?
Orea vizia.
Orea vizia.
That's it. You got it.
Orea vizia.
Hey, Tula.
Yeah?
Listen, I got the greatest connection for your invitations.
Hey. No, Nick, we're going to order our own invitations, okay? I don't want something that your cash-only connection gets us that falls off the back of a truck.
Yeah, but they come through, right?
For God's sake, Tula, let the man talk. I mean, why are you always so stubborn?
Athena, I'm not stubborn. Athena,
girls, I ordered the invitations 2 weeks ago.
Ma?
I never saw a wedding invitation.
I go get them.
My parents' names are Rodney and Harriet.
Rodney and Harry?
Rodney and Harry. Rodney and Harry.
Hey, Ian, I didn't notice, so I bet they won't.
Yes, it's everybody. Hiya, ya. Wait, I have got the biggest scoop. Look at the earrings I have found that match the bridesmaids' dresses. Okay, I remember it. We have a customer at the dry cleaners who's a custom jewelry designer. So I showed her the fabric.
Wait, what do these match? Not that fabric you showed me last week.
You said you liked it.
I said I'd think about it.
That's just because.
You couldn't visualize it.
Oh!
Oh, you're so beautiful.
Don't worry, you don't have to do a thing.
That's classy.
I went by the college and picked this up. Look.
I'm going to start slowly, you know, do a couple of night courses. Yeah. I just wanted to learn more about painting and art and stuff, so...
This is so great.
Yeah, you started it. You wanted to do something else, Luna, and you did it. Hey, Luna, don't let your past dictate who you are. But let it be part of who you will become.
Nick, that is so beautiful.
Yeah. That dear Abby, she really knows what she's talking about.
Hello?
Hi, Ma. It's me, Tikani.
Hello?
All right. Ian is going to come pick me up, and then we are going to go and get his parents, and then we're going to be there in 1 hour, okay?
Good, good.
Okay. Is everything okay? What are you doing?
I peeled the potatoes.
What are you peeling potatoes for? I peeled some this morning.
I know. But we need more.
How much are you cooking for these people?
It's a lot of people.
There's three of them.
And us.
And us makes seven.
And the family.
The family? You invited the whole family?
Of course.
Ma, I said come for a quiet dinner and meet my parents.
They might as well meet the whole family, right?
Honey, yeah.
I gotta go. Taki's here. Bye.
I'm coming.
Look, bravo, bravo. Okay, hurry, put it on the spit.
Welcome to my home. Over here is my brother, Ted, and his wife, Melissa, and the children, Anita, Diane, and Nick. Over here, my brother, Tommy, his wife, Anzi, and the children, Anita, Diane, and Nick. And here, my brother, George, his wife, Frida, and the children, Anita, Diane, and Nick. Taki, Sophie, Kari, Nick. Nikki, and I am Gus.
There he is. Oh, where? Excuse me.
Oh, hello. I am Maria Portocallos, and welcome to our home. Thank you. What is it?
It's a bunch.
A bun?
Bunch.
Bun, bonk.
Bunch.
Bun.
Bunch. Bunch.
In a cake, buddy. It's a cake! Oh, no! Thank you very, very much.
There's a hole in this cake.
These are some of my cousins.
Hey, Ian. Hey, good to see you, man. Listen, you know, I really think you should say Echo Clia Archidia. It means everyone that's come in the house. I think everybody will really like it.
Echo Trejo Arhidia?
Yeah, that's good. Very good. You got it.
I'm not falling for that again, Nick.
What?
Yeah, what? Angelo, how do you say, everyone, let's go in the house?
Echo Trejo Arhidia.
Everyone! Echo Trejo Arhidia.
This is from Mykonos. Beautiful island. See that? That's where we're from. Oh. You like them? I make them. Oh. Come, sit down. Go, go. Right. Sit. Yeah. Come, go. Go now. Go to the middle. Come here. Sit down.
Thank you.
Sit down. Oh. Now you are family. Okay. All my life, I had a lump at the back of my neck, right here. Always a lump. Then I started the menopause, and the lump got bigger. From the hormones, it started to grow. So I go to the doctor, and he did the biopsy. And inside the lump, he found teeth and a spinal column. Yes, inside the lump was my twin.
Oh.
Spanikopita, you hungry?
Oh.
Tia, Ella. Tori, you're from Andaxi. Astus na katis na liho. Andaxi.
I love it when you speak Greek.
Really?
Sexy. Having a good time? All right, come on.
Rodney, Harry. Who's up?
Thank you. It's licorice.
It's delicious.
Siniasas. Siniasas.
Yasas.
Opa!
Opa!
Another. Oh. You're Greek now. Don't be shy. Go. Yassas.
Yassas.
Oh. Opa!
Opa!
Opa! Opa!
Don't worry, I'll be back.
Oh, look, Jaya!
Dursky!
Big East is here, everybody. Very good. You like some meat, some Greek meat? Very good. Eh? Right? Yeah. Red meat, everybody.
Oh, God. Yeah, real fight.
Coming through. And now the bun cake.
You fixed it.
I tried. You tried. We're all nice to them. You see it. And they look at us like we're from the zoo.
Please.
There's no work. There's no work, Maria. They're different people. So dry. That family is like a piece of toast. No honeys, no jam, just dry. My daughter, gonna marry Ian Miller, Exeno with a toast family.
Shh.
I never think this can happen to us. I try to put little marmalade.
Oh, no, they don't like that.
They like themselves all dry and cracky.
Ah! Zero is a sexy.
And in Tula's church, the best man is actually part of the ceremony. Uh-huh. He's got to be Greek Orthodox, so I can't ask you to be my best man, although technically you are.
Oh, you're going to ask me to be your best man?
Well, yeah.
I am touched. I had no idea you had so few friends.
Well, you know, that's okay. You know, just give me a little badge that says best man or something like that. I'll be fine.
Hey, no offense, but this girl's family's got you by the short ones, huh? I mean, they say jump and you pull out the trampoline. Yeah. Okay. My life is shit.
Hey, Mike, Tula's got a lot of cousins. Fix you up.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Tula, what is wrong?
All right. Is my marriage killing Dad?
Tula, your father is your father. He just wants you to be happy.
But I am happy.
Listen to me, Tula. My village saw many wars. Turkish, German. They all made a mess. And my mother, she said, we're lucky to be alive. And I thought, we're not lucky to be alive. We're not lucky when they're telling us where we should live, what we should eat. Nobody has that right. And then I see you. And I see Athena and Nico. We came here for you. So you could live. I gave you life so that you could live it.
Picked up at the airport.
Wait,
what is that?
Mosquito bite.
It is it.
I have cover up.
Hello, ladies. Fresh baklava.
Get out of here. Give me the camera. Give me the camera.
Tula! Tula! Help me!
No boys allowed.
Oh, nice mustache, Nikki.
Thank you.
Nicole, let's go.
Dad, is that my tux?
No, this one.
Dick, go to the airport and pick up the band.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey. What's that thing?
It's a mosquito bite.
Put some Windex.
I got the cover.
Ah! Hello!
Girl, not!
Hello.
Why
you
are you here?
One.
Oh, you're supposed to get cheese in my house. Get out. Get out. Oh.
Let me get out. Let me take a shower.
There she is. Tula, I want to talk to you.
Now?
This is a very special night for you. You have your duties. Stamata.
One more, one more, one big one, one big one. Hold on.
Tula, on my wedding night, my mother, she said to me, Greek woman, we may be lambs in the kitchen, but we are tigers in the bedroom.
Ew, please let that be the end of your speech.
What is going on here? Why isn't anybody ready? The photographer's here.
Now, now. Go.
Do you need sponging?
I'm all right.
I'm a snow beast.
Του Θεού Φωτούλα, εις το όνομα του Πατρός και του Υιού και του Αγίου Πνεύματος.
Αμήν.
Στέφεται η δούλη του Θεού Φωτούλα, τον δούλο του Θεού Ιωάννη, στο όνομα του Πατρός και του Υιού και του Αγίου Πνεύματος. Στέφεται η δούλη του Θεού Φωτούλα, τον δούλο του Θεού Ιωάννη, στο όνομα του Πατρός και του Υιού και του Αγίου Πνεύματος.
Αμήν.
Στέφεται η δούλη του Θεού Φωτούλα, τον δούλο του Θεού Ιωάννη, στο όνομα του Πατρός και του Υιού και του Αγίου Πνεύματος.
Αμήν. Κύριε, ο Θεός ημών, δόξη και τιμή στεφάνωσον αυτού.
We take our first steps as husband and wife.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Parthenon, Makarios,
Are you in there?
Yes.
Oh, dab. Wipe. Wipe off.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah. Who did you make of your aunts?
Mm-hmm.
Drag queens could get a few tips from those aunts.
Oh, my God. It's like, look at me. I'm just covered. I'm covered.
Like a big frosted cupcake.
I know. It's like, oh. Come on. Help me with the veil. Yeah, you got it. Do we have to go in?
Too late to elope now. Let's go in.
Check this out. Oh, it's going down, thank God.
What?
I woke up with this huge zip this morning.
Where?
There.
I had a huge zip this morning.
You did?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Well, it's right here, but it's gone.
Why?
I put some Windex on it.
Welcome to the Porto Carlos family, and welcome the Miller family. I was thinking last night, the night before my daughter going to marry Ian Miller, that you know the root of the word Miller is a Greek word, and Miller come from the Greek word milo, which is mean apple. So there you go. As many of you know, our name Portokalos is come from the Greek word portokali, which means orange. So, okay, here tonight we have apple and orange. We all different, but in the end, we all fruit. My wife and me, we have a gift.
See, that's what we do. The parents, they give a gift.
Oh.
Here.
Oh, my God. They bought us a house.
We're gonna dance.
I know you. Let me get started.
Okay.
Enough.
I'm gonna be a painter.
Good. You can start with our bed.
This is just a really nice wedding.
Oh, good. We're gonna dance now. Come on.
Oh, no. I think I'll meet Lou Maruso before I do that.
What do you say?
I got this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bottoms up.
Oh, all right.
Let's go, Harry.
Come on, Costa.
Come
on. Oh, Taki. He looks great.
Yes, we are.
Sometimes I'm afraid that it didn't happen. I'm scared that I'll wake up and still be buttering garlic bread, waiting for my life to start. But it did happen. It did. And I figured out some stuff. My family is big and loud, but they're my family. We fight and we laugh, and yes, we roast lamb on a spit in the front yard. And wherever I go, whatever I do, they will always be there. So, Ian and I moved into the house my parents bought us. A minute later, I was pregnant, and 6 years later, it was our daughter's turn to go to Greek school.
But, Mom, I want to go to Brownies.
I know, but I promise you this. You can marry anybody you want.
Oh, thanks, baby. Greek school, Pame! What's that mean?
Let's go.
That's pretty good.
Looking good, Gus.
Hi, Dad.
Where are you going?
Greek school. Walk the hop.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Dad.
What's up? Yummy.
ships.